Thank you for downloading this episode of Squabblebox right here on the Trending Topics Network. Squabblebox is a live, interactive entertainment show that airs on Siren 107.3 FM every Monday and Thursday between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Throughout the show, we like to get your views and opinions on many different topics. You can get in touch throughout the week if you're listening to the podcast repeat by going to @Squabblebox on Twitter, squabblebox@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, or our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox. The music that you hear on the show has had to be edited for legal reasons on the podcast. Stay tuned, we love hearing from you, and let's get started with the show.
Hello, and you are listening to Siren FM. You are here with Squabblebox with myself, Maisie Anderson, and my wonderful co-host, Kai Valentine.
Yes.
It's Monday morning. It's 11:04, and that means that we are doing #AskUsAnything, where you can ask us any questions via most social media sites, although we can't promise that we'll say them out on air.
Yes, you can get in touch in the many different ways on Twitter @SirenFM, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox.
Or you can always text in at 077 97 800 716, or send us a message if you're listening via our radio player app.
Yes, you can now. Maisie, how are you doing this wonderful Monday morning?
I just nailed that intro.
You did.
I haven't done it in so long. Because this is the thing, me and you have gotten into such a rhythm now where we know how to start the show. It's always, you come up, you do your thing.
Pass it over to
and
you.
And then pass it over to me. I thought, switch it up.
Yeah, let's switch it up this week. And you did very, very well.
I expect that praise every time I did it.
So we're doing #AskUsAnything this morning. So as Maisie says, you can send in your questions. It can literally be anything. We'll see whether we can read them all out. But we are going to first do our regular segment, Can You Believe That? This is the segment that we kick off every show with, where we ask, can you believe that something happened in the news this week? Mm-hmm. And I really like this story, Maisie.
I know, you were so happy when you found it.
For people who follow us on Facebook, I did share it out this morning. It came out over the weekend, but there has been a video going viral on Facebook and Twitter of Dick Van Dyke, of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang fame and lots of other films.
Yeah.
how else can you describe Dick Van Dyke?
He embodies just the classic chimney sweep.
Yes. Yeah. And a video has come out of him at 90 years old in a restaurant doing an a cappella singing version.
An impromptu
a cappella version of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And it was just fantastic. And I was saying this to Maisie last night, like, we are at a time where there is so much going on in the news, so much pressure from things, and there has been it seems like we're not getting any nice stories anymore. And this is something that I came across on social media, because I don't know whether you've found this, Maisie, but over the last 12 months at least, it's increased a lot, but there's been a lot of complaining on social media, a lot of people just sharing stuff that...
I find that it's not new, I think.
Yeah,
it's just that we've gotten to the point where we're at the age where everything's worth complaining about and putting your opinion forward, even if it's the same opinion that you have on everything.
But it's finally nice to see something nice being shared. Keep coming with the niceness.
Because I'm amazed he can remember the lyrics.
I am.
And because Zac Efron can't remember the lyrics to Breaking Free.
You love bringing this up at any chance
you get.
I'm
really annoyed. Like, I loved High School Musical when I was a kid. And we still, me, you and a couple of our other roommates like to watch it just for giggles.
Yes.
because watching it back is hilarious.
And, like, looking at Dick Van Dyke, he's 90 years old. He, you said last night, he doesn't look a day over 70.
Yeah.
And he's just, it was such a really, really nice moment. We want to hear about other nice things that you've found online. Get in touch. Send in nice videos. Nice things. That's the theme of today's show. Nice. Hashtag nice. Send them in. And we will talk about them more as the show goes on. So I think it's time, Maisie. We'll go into a quick song.
Yes.
Because it's all related. We've got some Dick Van Dyke lined up. This is Super Califragilisticexpialidocious. I can't believe I actually got that right. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Yes?
One night I said it to me girl, and now me girl's me wife. Oh, and a lovely thing she is too.
She's
supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Love that. You are listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show right here on Siren FM. That was Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious by Dick Van Dyke and Julie Andrews. We are having fun in the studio already this morning. We're doing hashtag Ask Us Anything. You can get in touch with any question you like. Hashtag ask us anything at SirenFM on Twitter, studio at sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox.
You can text in at 077 97 800 716, or send us a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
And we've just had a tweet in from Marcel in California who says, at Squabblebox, listening to my early Monday delight at 3 in the morning.
Oof.
So, Marcel, thank you for tuning in once again. We love hearing from you. If you've got any questions throughout the show, make sure to send them in and we'll answer them for you all the way from the States. Thank you for listening once again, Marcel. Now, Maisie, hashtag ask us anything. Mm-hmm. I am going to put it out there. From the questions we've had in so far, I think these are some of the best questions.
They are fantastic.
Well this week, guys. Everyone who follows us on Facebook and Twitter, you've done really well. Keep sending them in. And we're going to have some fun whilst answering them. Maisie, what's the first question that comes to that you see on the list which stands out to you?
Probably the first question that I see here is from Becky in Lincoln, who asks, my question is, if you had to delete either Twitter or Facebook, which one and why did you have and why did you pick it?
Oh, this is a tough one for me.
For me, it's really easy.
Let me guess. You delete Twitter.
Yeah.
Really? Why?
Because, I should probably just redo my Twitter, to be honest, because it's not particularly professional.
No.
And and I made it during a phase of my life that I'm not really in anymore. So all of the things that I follow, I'm not into anymore, and I don't have the time to go through and take them all down.
That's what I found
everything.
With my Facebook likes. I'll sometimes be flicking through Facebook.
I had to go through all my Facebook and go, no, I was a horrible teenager. Why did I think that was funny?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I'm like, and especially as someone who's wanting to go off and, you know, have a career somewhere, you've got to check through everything now to make sure that things that you said when you were a child.
I made new business cards recently, and I thought, oh, I'll put my Twitter on there, and then went, wait, no, I should not put my Twitter on there because it's nonsense. And most of it, I still have my Twitter hooked up to my YouTube account. So every time I like a video on YouTube, it's on my account.
Yeah.
And that's literally the only thing that's there.
I've noticed that with your Twitter, actually. One thing that I
feel free to unfollow me.
One thing that I've found is that I would struggle to delete either Facebook or Twitter because I have very different friendship groups on both. Like, I started off, my Twitter, I always kept private. I kept it private from all my friends. because I treated it as something that I used for my wrestling and my podcasts and stuff like that, whereas my Facebook was for friends and family. Now they've sort of integrated with both as I've grown up and stuff like that, but I've still got people on Twitter that I don't have on Facebook and people on Facebook that don't have Twitter. Like, I couldn't delete my Facebook because I'd lose contact with a lot of my family whilst I'm here at university. But if I delete my Twitter, I'll lose contact with people from all around the world that are part of, like, the podcasting networks and the radio stuff. And also, Twitter's very good for promoting things, and so is Facebook. I mean, anyone who follows me on Facebook or Twitter knows that I do spend... I did one of those quizzes recently where it said, which word do you use most in your Facebook?
Isn't it Squabblebox?
Yeah, Squabblebox is my most used word on Facebook.
Because it's Facebook that we use for most of our advertising.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's useful for both. I think that they both have very different uses. I don't like it when people put them both into the same category.
Oh, no, they're for two completely different audiences.
Which do you prefer? Do you prefer Facebook?
It depends, because like I said, this is the problem. I'm not great with social media. I should be better, considering.
Yeah.
But with my Facebook, I have an awful lot of people on there I don't talk to.
Yeah.
I talk to about 5 people on a regular basis, but obviously then I have all my uni friends on there, and then of course I have high school friends on there, and I even have some primary school friends who I never talk to.
Yeah.
And it's not that we're not... It's not that I don't like them. It's that sometimes... You know, because everyone changes if they get older. So I imagine a lot of the stuff I post, they think is ridiculous. And it's vice versa. So, like, I see things that I would have never expected from somebody, like, 10 years ago when I actually knew them. And now it seems really strange.
Yeah, I've found that a lot. And that's why I had to delete some people last year. I sort of had a bit of a let's delete a lot of people that I'm not really friends with, because I had like nearly over 1,000 friends on Facebook. And I thought, I don't speak to half of these.
I got to the point where I went through... There were some definite people I had to go through and unfollow.
Yes.
Because, not necessarily because what they were saying, anything that I didn't really agree with or because it was offensive. It was just so constant that it was like... I don't know you that well. I barely knew you when we were friends, and now every day it's just pictures of your family.
Yeah.
I don't know you. But I've had this thing recently where I keep seeing people getting engaged or being in relationships.
Yes.
And I don't know them. But because someone I knew like 5 years ago liked it, I have to know about it.
Do you ever find that you don't particularly know someone on Facebook and you know that you should delete them, but actually you get quite interested in what's going on in their life that you
ones who start the drama.
And you go, oh, I'd kind of want to keep that person, because even though I met them once 6 years ago, I kind of feel like, oh, that's quite interesting what's going on in their life. I want to see how that pans out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well,
I have a couple of really interesting people on my Facebook because after high school, they went on and they actually did something with their lives. So I like to live vicariously through them. It's like, wow, you're traveling everywhere and you're doing lots of cool stuff. Oh, and you're a professional at the age of 20.
Yeah.
Great.
Let's go on to another question before Maisie gets too upset by that.
Oh, no, it doesn't upset
this
me.
Is from Chris in Lincoln, who says, how many roads must a man walk down before he can call himself a man? Or woman, for that matter. Let's not be sexist, shall we? Mm. He says.
It's interesting, because different cultures have different ideas of when you call yourself a man.
I would say that when you've walked down steep hill and back up again, that would make you a man.
I've done that several times.
For people who are not in Lincoln, steep hill is what it sounds like.
Yeah,
it's well steep named. Hill. It's very well named. Google it, steep hill Lincoln. It's horrendous. Never climb it. If there wasn't a cathedral on top, it would be deserted up there. Nobody would go up there.
Well, that's where historic Lincoln is. That's
yes.
where all the sort of the cafes and the cute shops are.
Yeah. Do you like going up to the steep hill?
I love what's up steep hill. It's getting there, Steve.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
But without doing a trip up steep hill, I wouldn't have found my new favourite sweet shop.
Oh, where is it?
It's just before Steep Hill starts, and I don't want to accidentally advertise it.
Is that where you got
my
birthday? Oh,
yeah.
I might have to check that out, because they were very, very
they're
nice.
Really good value for money as well.
Yeah.
They really are, though.
Yeah. There's also a nice ice cream place up there that I love.
Yeah.
So, anyway, what were we saying?
Oh, how many roads was the man
walk down?
Yes,
how many roads?
I don't know, because different cultures can have different rules when it comes to how to determine someone a man.
Yes.
And a lot of people would say it's just at a certain age you become a man when you go through your changes.
Yeah.
Others, it's like in the Jewish faith, you have bat mitzvah, and that's you being a man. I don't know. I'm trying to be clever about it, but in reality, the whole point of it is that there's no answer to that question.
Shall we get back to some funny questions?
Can we do a question that has an answer, please?
All right, what is your best number? What is the best number? What? This doesn't even make sense, right? I'm going to read the question, okay. How it's written. What is the best number in the alphabet? And what is the best letter in the number bet? I think he's trying to be funny. That's from Chris.
That's something that 14-year-old me, oh, so random.
What's your favourite letter?
My favourite letter? M. Because it's my initial.
What? Oh, right. Fair enough. Like, not S for storm.
No, M. Because it's my actual initial.
Fair. Well, S is... Well, all right, fair enough. Yeah, I would say that... I quite like K. Yeah. K for Kai.
It depends, because my mum... Because all of the women in my family have a similar handwriting, but it variants. And my mum is she really loves the way I do M's.
Oh, right.
I hate it because it's something that I can't train my hand to do any other way now. But it's just it looks like I'm trying too hard.
Oh, because
I accidentally do it really big, and then all my lowercase are really small. So it looks like I'm going, I am here. Look at my name. It's not.
Oh, wow. Let's go on.
One quite funny thing is that my sister's called Jade, but my boyfriend's called Jack.
Yes.
The issue I have is that, for me, doing D-E looks a lot like me doing C-K-E, or C-K.
Yeah.
So I constantly accidentally put the wrong one, because I don't know why, but for some reason, just the way my handwriting works is that when I do a D, it looks like a C, a line, and then the E looks like how I do K's, and it's really annoying.
I'm lost, Maisie, I'm not gonna lie.
I'll show you. I will get a piece of paper and I'll show you during the break what I mean.
Okay, cool.
I thought that would be an interesting story, but now you're acting funny.
No, not at all. So we are gonna get ready to go into another song. This is The Human League with Don't You Want Me. Stay tuned to Siren FM. That was Don't You Want Me by The Human League. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are your interactive entertainment show, Squabblebox. We're going to be with you until 1 o'clock today. We've got another hour and a half of Squabblebox fun. We're doing hashtag Ask Us Anything today. My name's Kai Valentine, and I'm here, as always, with the amazing, surprising, brilliant, stunning, overwhelming, staggering, sensational, bewildering Miss Maisie Anderson.
Oh, see, that joke would have worked great if we had a webcam in here, but Kai literally just pulled out a mini thesaurus.
So I finally got hold of it, Maisie. And,
that's a tiny thesaurus.
Yeah, I love it. Maisie's been...
We used to have these tiny ones at school.
For people who don't know, Maisie has been complaining that I don't
have
enough.
I have not. Well, I've been acknowledging
that I don't have many adjectives to describe her. Sometimes for good reason, because there's only so many I can say on air. But no, I'm only kidding, Maisie. So what she decided...
I know where you live, remember.
So what I did was I brought in my thesaurus today to, spice it up a bit, maybe.
You clearly don't use it very often,
though.
Because do you remember when we used to do theatre studies together?
Yes.
And you would text me asking for alternative adjectives to words like sad.
Yeah, how many times did that happen and how many times has that been mentioned
weekly,
on this show?
Because every week, like at least twice a week, we'd be given a practice essay to do because our teacher was thorough. when it came to that sort of thing.
You went very Scottish then.
Did I? Sorry.
Yes, we're doing hashtag...
My roots are showing.
We're doing hashtag ask us anything today. You can send in your questions, anything at all, to @SirenFM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabble Box.
You can text in at 077 97 800 716, or send us a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
Yes, you can. Later on in the show, we will also be giving you an update on what's been going on in the Rio 2016 Olympics.
Because we're qualified.
Because we're qualified to talk about that. Yep, it's totally amazing. But let's go into a few more questions before we go into some more songs. Let's have a look at this one from Justin from Ohio. Has got in touch and said, have you seen Ghostbusters yet, Kai?
Well, have you?
No.
But you have the box set.
I know, I've not watched it
but
yet.
To be
though.
Fair, we don't have any form of watching DVDs.
I do. I have an Xbox.
You do have an Xbox.
I do have
you
an Xbox.
Can watch it, but yeah. We can't watch it in the living room.
And I have been watching films every night, but I just haven't watched Ghostbusters yet. I will get round to
it. Is it one of those
Justin?
Things where it's been so built up now that you feel like you can't, just in case you don't like it and
I
disappoint people?
I feel like
people.
I need to do it on a night where I'm feeling like I want to watch it.
I have this issue where my mum and dad, bless them, and because I do TV, they get really invested because they quite love their TV.
Yes.
So they constantly give me suggestions, and which is lovely of them because they know what I like, and you know they grew up, you know, I grew up with them, they know me. But the problem is that sometimes they can go on about it to a point where it makes me not want to watch it because I don't want to, like, especially because, like, if it's something that they love, I know that I can be very critical of TV, especially now that I've learned how to analyze them properly. So they kept sort of, like, when I went to go see them recently, they kept going on about Man in the High Castle, which I'm sure is a great show, and it's on Amazon Prime, and it's based on a sci-fi book that they both really love, and they really enjoyed it. But the issue is that I'm scared that if I watch it, that I might somehow ruin it for them.
Yeah.
And it's the same with, like my mum and dad are surprisingly into, like, YouTube.
Really?
They found a couple of people on YouTube that they really, really enjoy watching. And it's the same again, where the thing is that I know that they really love it, but it's not my sort of thing.
Yes.
Which means that they constantly tell me about it. So it's gotten to the point now where I don't need to watch them.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's funny you say that, because I've got my mum into watching things on YouTube. Now, they're not originally for YouTube, but she's really... My granddad's always been into it. Like, since they got YouTube available on their television, my granddad loves it. He actually turned around to me a couple of years ago when they first got it and went, Kai, I found this thing. Have you heard of it? It's called YouTube.
Yes,
Grendel, I'm so glad that you found it. But yeah, I found it like 10 years ago.
It's about 10 years old.
But it's brilliant that he's able to watch stuff, and he'll watch the weirdest stuff. Like, he'll go and watch reviews of cruise ships and stuff, of people walking around with their own cameras and do it. And he's brilliant because he gets to see all the cruises that he gets to go on.
And this is the weird thing, is that I used to be into like YouTube personalities, like this. YouTube celebrities, quote unquote.
Yes. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it was like almost overnight, I just went, actually, this isn't particularly interesting or funny to me anymore. And I ended up completely going off them.
Certain things funny and certain things interesting, but
I've gotten to the point where I pretty much only like things on YouTube that are done by big companies.
Yes.
And companies not necessarily like the Ellen Show and stuff, which obviously have their own YouTube, but like proper companies that are made for internet entertainment.
Yeah.
I find their stuff really good because they have the production quality behind them.
Yeah, it's getting to a point now where I'm very much like I'm a bit like you, and I find this with other things, like being a wrestling fan. I do love watching wrestling, but I do also love it when it's the ones that have got the big production values, because it just sort of adds to it for me. And I know I shouldn't, and I should be focusing on the story that they're telling in the ring, but when there's the shiny lights around it as well, that does help.
Yeah, because I used to get... I won't say any names, but
I used
to watch all of these YouTube people, and I remember thinking, oh god, this is hilarious. And I would always get excited when I found a new person, because then that was a whole catalogue of things to keep me interested.
Yeah.
And it's a really weird switch, and I think it happens to a lot of people when they get sort of, when they turn sort of 17, 18, that's when you realise that maybe you should move on to something else. And then, but just as one group of people is sort of over it, a whole new bunch of 11 to 12 year olds find it hilarious.
I got very sad the other day because I've now officially ran out of John Oliver videos on YouTube.
I've
seen him for years. Like, I used to watch The Daily Show on Comedy Central, and I used to watch it when I was living at home.
You didn't know that
I
he was in the Smurfs.
I didn't know he was in the Smurfs.
Yeah, he's in the Smurfs movie.
But I used to watch The Daily Show, and the first time that I really saw him was when he took over The Daily Show for that summer, when Jon Stewart stepped away for a summer.
Because he used to be he was a writer on it.
He was a reporter, comedian that they brought in, because they have reporters for different...
Oh, I thought he was also a writer.
No, he was the international correspondent.
Even though he lived in New York.
No, they brought him over for... over for that show. He came over.
Okay.
And they said... Because he's friends with Ricky Gervais.
Mm.
And Ricky Gervais got him the... basically was speaking to Jon Stewart, and he said, this guy's brilliant. You need to just bring him over and get him a role. I don't care what you do. And they brought him over for an interview, and he was on air within 24 hours. So that was really cool. And just watching his new show Last Week Tonight, well, it's been around for nearly 2 years now, but Last Week Tonight, I watch that nearly every Sunday now, and then that didn't happen. But yeah, I've now run out of all of them. But I have found that I've been sending them to, like, my mum. And she's been getting really interested in it. And, like, she was watching a Trevor Noah video the other day.
Yeah, she was.
And I was like, that's really cool. I'm really proud of you, Mum. I'm really glad that you're liking this stuff.
See, that's the best part, is when you get to share content with people.
Definitely.
Like, I'm constantly trying to get my mum to watch stuff. But me and my sister have a very similar sense of humour, so we tend to swap stuff a lot.
Yes.
Especially because, like, I was really happy that I got her interested in game theory. Unfortunately, I showed her one of the slightly more worrying ones that was about a much heavier concept than most of them are about, and I think I might have put her off just for the sheer the sheer sadness of it all.
I think we should go into another song. Let's play another song. This one is for Ian in Edinburgh. It was his birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday!
So this is a happy birthday song for you. This is Dire Straits with Money for Nothing. Stay tuned to Siren FM. Dire Straits, Money for Nothing. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are your interactive entertainment show, Squabblebox, right here on Siren FM. Now, we are doing hashtag Ask Us Anything this morning, which means you can send in your questions. It can literally be anything at all.
We just can't promise that we'll read it out on air.
Yeah, that's going to start sticking. You can get in touch in the many different ways at Siren FM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk. on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabble Box.
Or you can text in at 077 97 800 716, or send us a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
Yes, you can. And this next person has got in touch over Twitter, and he... Oh, no, it was over Facebook. This is Justin from Ohio, and he says, your top five... What are your top five favourite movies of all time? Now, this is a huge question.
For a film and TV student, it's a loaded question.
And we haven't actually planned this bit before the show, so this is the first time we're sort of reading it. So let's just talk about some of the favourites. I mean, I'll read you what Justin says his top five are.
Yeah.
His top five are Ghostbusters, mm-hmm. The Dark Knight, Scarface, Tommy Boy, and Clerks 2. Now, I don't know how many of those you've seen, Maisie. I've seen one of them, and that's The Dark Knight.
You love The Dark Knight.
And I do consider that as one of my favourite films of all time. Mm-hmm. I had that on UMD for the PSP.
Ooh.
You know, the...
Yeah,
I know. I had that on a UMD...
Oh, you were a cool kid.
...thing for my PSP. And I took it on holiday with me. I took it on car journeys with me. I must have watched that film... I must have watched it 50 times. It's a brilliant film. I love it. Maisie, what would you consider to be your... She's squirming already, ladies and gentlemen. She's squirming already. If I had to put you on the spot and go, your favourite film of all time, what would it be?
Probably About Time.
Yes, that's up there.
One of the issues I have is that a lot of people that I know on my course who are obviously really big film fans, because otherwise why would they be doing a film and TV course, a lot of their favourite films tend to be their favourites because they're critically acclaimed, whereas I'm far more, with me it's a far more of an emotional connection.
Yes.
Because even though I know that these films might not be particularly great, I like them because they make me feel safe, or they remind me of a happy family moment or something.
Yeah.
Or they're just a film that I really liked, and it doesn't necessarily have to be well received for it to be good. Especially because, like, I really like very small independent films.
Yeah.
Just because they tend to be a lot sweeter, they tend to have storylines that aren't quite that outrageous. Because one of the best lines in About Time is sort of... right at the end, he points out that this was the story of his extraordinary, ordinary life.
Yes.
Because, yes, there are extraordinary elements to his life, because there's
not
this whole time travel
that
thing.
Yeah.
But in reality, the entire story is just about his family and how his family grew and how it had and how there were losses and how there were gains, and it's a beautiful story.
There's a film, I've mentioned it before on Netflix, The Fundamentals of Caring.
You haven't
which
stopped
is new,
talking about this
and
film.
You've not watched it yet. Is this one of those that someone's built up, Maisie,
yeah,
and you're really
built it up
and
for
you're
me.
Really worried about seeing it?
No,
it is
I will
really,
watch
really good.
It. I just need to find the time.
It's brilliant. That one I would suggest. I've always, and people who know me and have listened before will have guessed by now, I am into my... I like British romantic comedies.
You like rom-coms.
Because I do like rom-coms.
You
like,
do
if
love
I
rom-coms.
Think of some of my favourite rom-coms, it would be... Love Actually's up there. These other ones, like... I have this really soft spot for music and lyrics.
Mm.
The Hugh Grant, Drew Barrymore...
movie. I remember because you actually sent me a bunch of links to YouTube clips of them.
It's a brilliant movie, and just I just find that really funny. And actually, Hugh Grant was in the news this week.
Yeah.
Because
he said something not very nice about one of his co-stars.
I know. He said that he couldn't recognise her, and then he said that he probably doesn't get along with any of his co-stars.
Which is really bad.
It is. But I still like the guy.
Actually,
I find him...
Speaking of Hugh Grant, one of my other favourite films is Cloud Atlas.
All right.
It's based on a book, and it's a very confusing movie because it's basically the idea of these reoccurring characters in different time periods.
Yeah.
So it stretches from, I think, I can't tell exactly, but it's like the 18th century or maybe even the 17th century all the way up until the late future, undeterminable amount of time.
Yeah.
And you see all, because the actors are reoccurring, so you get a few of the actors in different bits, And they all have their own storyline, which all, nearly all of them end up to be related.
Yes.
So once one century is connected to another century is connected to another century. And Hugh Grant is in that, and he's playing the bad guy in every single one of the time periods.
You see, there was two... For someone who likes rom-coms and does like Hugh Grant films, I hadn't seen two of his films.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen, until last week, Bridget Jones's Diary.
Oh, have you actually seen it
I've
now?
Seen it now. I watched it last week. I enjoyed it. It was good. The other one that I haven't seen is... He's in Notting Hill, isn't he?
I believe so.
Yeah, and I've still not seen Notting Hill. And that, well, no, I think I did when I was very, very young and I had it on VHS tape. But I haven't seen it since I was, like, maybe 6 years old, something like that.
Is it Julia Roberts in Notting Hill?
I think so, yeah. I think so. Yeah. So I do like that. But I will have a think about your question, Justin, and we'll do it on another week show. We might need to do a theme of favourite movies 1 week. We need to do another movie week, don't we?
We do need to do a movie theme. Week.
But we will have a think about that. I want to give something. I've been flicking through my Netflix, and because I want to give something to suggest for Justin.
Mm.
Because, you know, he does like it. He likes his British stuff. He likes Doctor Who. Mm. So I want to suggest something that's on Netflix. I think it's on the USA Netflix as well. And that's The Wrong Mans.
Yeah.
You've watched this, haven't you, Maisie?
I've never finished it.
Have you never finished it?
I never finished the first season. So I need to... If season one's there...
Yes. Season one is there and season two. Yeah, season one was six episodes.
Yeah.
Half an hour long. And it's a really, really good series.
It's one long series.
Yeah. It's starring and written by Matthew Bainton and James Corden, who people across the pond will know by now.
I do wonder how many people across the States know about how James Corden got started.
A few people do, because, like, there's people asking him on... I've seen him on chat shows where they've been asking him now about Gavin and Stacey and stuff like that.
Yeah,
he actually got interviewed on I was watching an interview of his on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, where he asked him about how Carpool Karaoke started, and he said that it started from the sketch at Comic Relief where he was in the car with George Michael and they were singing along to Wham songs, which made me laugh because he told the original story about how that was meant to start, which I didn't know. That was originally, his idea was that he was going to pick up George Michael from prison. That was going to be the thing. He'd going to be pricking him up from prison in the car, and then drive him over to work with him. But they decided to drop that bit because, you know, it's Comic Relief. And
because I think the earliest thing that I know James Corden for is History Boys.
Yes, which I've still not seen.
Have you not?
I've never seen History Boys.
But you've seen parts of it.
I've seen parts of it, yes.
You've seen parts of it being performed on stage.
Yes, but I've never seen it the whole way through, and I've never seen the James Corden version.
Apparently him and the other History Boys are still really good friends.
Yeah,
And they turn up in each other's stuff all the time.
Well, when it came to Gavin and Stacey, all of his friends are the guys from the History Boys. So that's how we cast them all. A couple of them have gone on to do other things. I mean, what's his name? The guy that's in everything now. the guy that we see in everything. He's in the 4 o'clock club, Maisie. And we saw him in the Inbetweeners as well. And he was on Taskmaster.
You mean Doc Brown?
Yeah, Doc Brown. He was in the History Boys, wasn't he?
No, he's far too young to have been in the History Boys.
I thought he was.
I think you're confusing him with someone else.
Oh, well, I thought... I'm pretty sure it's
the guy who played Danny Pink.
Oh, it might have been.
Yeah.
It might have been. Sorry, my mistake. I thought it was Doc Brown. So let's... we're getting into the final few minutes before we go into the news and send you off with some more music. But is there anything else? Because we've been looking at as Netflix here. Is there anything else on Netflix which you've been watching recently which you would suggest to people?
I just finished watching Jonathan Creek.
Oh, right.
Which is pretty fantastic.
Oh, right. Is it? Yeah, because you've told me a little bit about this.
You're thinking of Samuel Anderson.
Oh, of course I am. I'm sorry. I apologise.
Doc Brown is only like 22 or something. He's very young.
I'm sorry. I would like to apologise for that one. Let's have a look, because there's another thing that I've been watching on Netflix recently. I watched it the other night, and it was called Absolutely Anything. It's a Simon Pegg film, and it has Robin Williams playing the voiceover of his dog, which is, and it's such a good film. Basically, he gets the power to be able to do absolutely anything, and he has to see whether the aliens that give him the power are trying to see whether the aliens that give him the power are trying to see whether the world can be trusted with this power to be able to do absolutely anything. So yeah, it's a very cool movie. I enjoyed it. And if you're looking for something fun and easy watching, and it was one of Robin Williams' final films as well, go and check that out. It's a brilliant film. Let's start wrapping up before we go into the news. Remember, if we're doing hashtag Ask Us Anything today, you can get in touch. Send in any question you like to @SirenFM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabble Box,
or you can text in at 077 97 800 716, or send us a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
Yes, you can. Now it's time for a song that I've been waiting to play. I can't believe I've never actually played this on this show.
Oh, this
is the song that you can play at any and people will be able to tell I've been listening to a lot of 80s stuff recently, but this is a song that you can play at any disco and family members from all generations will get up and dance to it. This is Dex's Midnight Runners with Come On Eileen. Stay tuned to Siren FM. The sun is out. We're really enjoying ourselves in the studio this morning. We are doing hashtag Ask Us Anything. You can send in your messages to @SirenFM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox,
or you can text in at 077 97 800 716, or send us a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
Now, we got another message in over Twitter. I don't know how to... I want to say this in a nice way, right? And I don't mean this in a bad way, because Adam, I know you're a big fan of the show, and we really appreciate all the questions. But there's one question, Maisie, that we seem to get every week, and we seem to answer it every week, and that is, if you could live anywhere, where would you be and why?
Every time.
Every week. This seems to be the question that everyone just thinks.
Want to keep tabs on this.
People just want to know where we are, don't they? So I think we've answered it before, but where would you like to live?
Oh, I can't even remember what I gave as the original answer.
I think we give a different answer every week,
probably,
don't we?
Probably. I quite like Scotland.
Yeah. You like Canada as well.
Oh,
see,
Canada,
I can remember off the top of my...
like Canada. I know you'd quite like to live in the States. I'd like to try New Zealand.
I don't know, to be honest. I'd like to visit the States. I don't think I'd like to live over there, personally.
I like New Zealand.
I like England. I don't see what the problem is with England. The weather.
Because I went to go visit my family, and we were all in Norfolk for a sort of mini break, and I realised Norfolk's quite nice.
Yeah.
It's ridiculously sunny, considering that it's part of England.
Yeah. I think it's just the time of year, to be honest.
It's also super rural as well, so there are like no streetlights, and when you look out at the stars at night, they're all there.
All right.
You can see them. It's fantastic.
Let's go into another question. We've got one in here for... What's the best one-liner or best joke that you know, Maisie? Chris in Lincoln.
When talking about Freud, my favourite joke is when you say one thing but you mean your mother.
It's a really awful joke. I was doing this the other day, right? I was talking to our flatmate Becky, and we were talking about like really bad jokes, and I said, oh, go on then, I'll cheer you up, I'll tell some jokes.
Oh dear.
And I went to the well with some of these ones, like I saw this bloke chatting up a cheetah. I thought, he's trying to pull a fast one. Or, I might save some of these, and I think it should be a segment. Every time before we go to the news, I'll just tell a really bad joke. Maisie's thinking, no, maybe not, Kai, maybe not. Should we try another one? What about this one? I can't read that one.
Oh, dear.
What about my dad always said, fight fire with fire, which is probably why he got thrown out of the fire brigade. One final one. So a lorry full of tortoises crashed into a lorry full of terrapins. I thought, that's a turtle disaster. It's really bad.
That's so bad.
And before we get kicked off the air, let's go to another question. Maisie, we got a message in here from Chris in Lincoln once again, who says, what is your favourite love song of all time?
I know it's really cliche, but for me, it came out around about the same time that I did genuinely fall in love.
Aww.
So for me, even though it's like a super obvious choice, I find that, for me, the ultimate love song is Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud.
Oh, right.
Because it was really popular around about the same time that I met my current partner, and it was like, oh, it's really nice.
There's a few that come to mind for me. A lot of the more, like you say, the cliched ones, the ones that everyone thinks of, like Elton John, Your Song.
Yeah, because the other thing about Thinking Out Loud is that it does make me think of my grandparents, because it's... isn't there? There's a line in it somewhere. So like, will we still be dancing at 70?
Yeah.
And I'm like, my grandparents are still dancing at 70, and it's kind of beautiful to watch.
That's the thing, though. Like, love songs don't have to be about romantic love. They can be about love for family or love for friends or anything like that.
I suppose.
You know, because I would count something like "Dance with My Father Again." That's a love song. That is one of the, in my opinion, that's one of the best songs of all time. I love that song.
Because, okay, here's the thing. If you had to pick a song to dance to at your wedding, now knowing that you don't currently have a bride prospect...
Yeah, that's true.
Personally, I always like the idea of a first dance at a wedding being to Queen's Best Friend.
Oh, right. You're my best friend. Yeah.
Been with you such a long time.
Oh, that would be a good one.
And your sunshine.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop now.
Yeah, that would be a good one. Would that be your choice?
That would be my ultimate choice.
Well, your boyfriend might be listening in, so you never know.
I just have to clear the fact that I don't think about my pretend wedding that often.
Yeah, oh, really? Really?
Genuinely, yeah.
Is that not a thing? Because a lot of people...
Because
it's very much seen in culture. A lot of our culture that people say, oh, girls have been planning their wedding since they were 5 years old.
I've not been planning my wedding since I was 5 years old, but occasionally, like, when I see other people's weddings, when I go to other weddings, it gets you thinking.
Yeah.
But I don't have a direct plan of everything I want to do that day.
Basically, you walk around other people's weddings and go, oh gosh, I'd never have that. That's awful. Write that down. We're not having a giant red heart in the middle of the dance floor.
Okay. For a start, I haven't been to a wedding since I was four.
And it was your parents.
And it was my mum and dad's wedding.
I just got this picture now of you were 4 years old walking around going, I'm not having that at my wedding.
No,
I don't know why
was,
you sound
when
like this.
When I was 4 years old, I was too distracted by the man making balloon animals. Because that's the thing. One thing that I liked that my mum and dad did at their wedding, they had a proper sit-down dinner. They didn't do a disco or a dance. They just had a sit-down dinner, and while they were doing like the teas, they had a little bit of a tea thing beforehand, and a break between the ceremony so that my mum and dad could get pictures taken. And during that time, they took all of the children, which was me and all my cousins and my sister, into a room near the back, and we just had a magician.
Yeah.
And it was great because it meant that we weren't running around bothering the adults and we were still having a fun time.
Yeah, I've got a few other love songs that off the top of my head which I do like. I mean, I like there's A Million Love Songs by Take That, which is a great track. Unfortunately, I was looking to see whether it was on the system, but it's not there, unfortunately. But that's a really good one. And then this one that I'm going to play next, I really like this song. So this is Elvis Presley with Love Me Tender. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always.
I love having any chance to play that sound effect. Maisie doesn't like it. You are listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show right here on Siren FM. That was Love Me Tender by Elvis Presley. A brilliant song.
It is.
It really is.
Ruined by a sting at the end.
I know. I didn't realise how upbeat that sting was going to be. But let's... I've got one more joke, Maisie. We were talking about jokes earlier on before the song. This was a Milton Jones joke. I went to see Milton Jones, and for people who don't know, he does a lot of one-liners. And he did say that there was, he says, don't try and remember the jokes because you'll never be able to remember them. You'll probably remember one or two, and there's always one that I've remembered that has stuck with me, and that was, he said, if one times one is one and two times two is two, why is zero times zero make a small pot of gravy? It's an oxo cube. It's a joke.
Also, two times two isn't two.
Oh, two times two is four. Sorry.
How old are you, Kai? How old are you?
Oh, no.
If you need a thesaurus, you need a thesaurus to come up with adjectives, and you can't do the basic times tables.
That's true. That died. So let's have a look at some of the questions. We're doing hashtag
It's okay, though, because you're dressed very smart.
Yes, we're doing hashtag ask us anything today, where you can send in any question you like, and we will try and answer them throughout today's show. At Siren FM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox,
or you can text in at 077 97 800 716, or send us a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
Ooh, I'm looking at some of the other questions. We got one in here from Sam in Lincoln, who says, if you could FaceTime a celebrity that has passed away to the other side to ask them one question, who would it be, and what is the one question that you would ask them, and why?
I don't know, because I think a lot of the people that I'd want to talk to, I don't really have any questions for.
You just want to say hi.
I just want to say hi.
Are you doing okay?
And to have met them once.
I would ask to see any celebrity, and I would say, so how's things over that side of there? And then they'll tell me. And then I'll be able to pass it on to the rest of the world.
But then you might cause some uproar.
Oh, yeah,
if
probably.
If it's not what other people agree with, then...
Yeah, that's true. Maybe. So, a celebrity that I'd want to speak to. Who would you want to speak to?
I say it a lot, but I'm a huge fan of Terry Pratchett's work. I'd love to talk to him.
What would you want to talk to him about if you had one question to ask him?
I'd just like to thank him for his services to literature, to be honest.
Yeah, I can see what you mean. I'd want to find out, like, there are certain people that you want to find out what their next thing would have been. Because Terry Pratchett finished off his books, didn't he?
Yeah.
So he finished off his, and he didn't leave it with a cliffhanger.
Oh, he tried his best not to.
No, yeah. So let's go into another question, Maisie. We've got one in here that says, this is from Justin in Ohio, who says, if you could have any type of pet you want right now, what would it be and what would you name it?
I would have a baby rhino and it would be called Rhinetta.
Yeah.
Simple as.
You can't get a baby rhino. You couldn't actually look after a baby rhino, could you?
Not here.
No, not here. Where would you want to? Where would you
have
to look after it?
It would stay at a zoo.
Yes.
But I would visit it.
You would visit it and you would call it Rhinetta.
Because that's what my favourite cuddly toy is called.
You know it would get bullied for being called Rhinetta.
No, it wouldn't.
It would.
It would not.
It would. All the other rhinos would be... Unless the other rhinos are just called Rhino.
Rhinetta. Okay, well, that's the thing. I have this stuffed rhino that my mum gave me when I was a baby, and it was originally called Rhino.
Yes.
Because I wasn't a particularly imaginative baby.
Rhino the Rhino.
So as soon as I learnt the word rhino, that's what it was called. And then I realised, but it's actually a girl, so it's going to be Rhinetta.
Oh, that's kind of cute, actually.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's what you get for trying to tease me.
Oh, I'm trying to think of other animals that I would... Because I've had a fish, I've had chickens... chickens are nice because they give you eggs, but... Otherwise, they just
smell. You can't
cuddle. They just smell. No, you can't cuddle a chicken. Like, I've tried.
Did you actually?
No, I never tried. I never wanted to cuddle.
To be honest, I would genuinely, in real terms, I would genuinely just love a dog.
Yeah.
I've
never had a dog of my own. I kind of like the idea of somebody else having a dog and I can look after it.
I tell you what, I'll get a dog.
Yeah.
And you can play with the dog.
Yeah, I think that's how it would work. Because the problem is, because I'm so busy, this is what happened when I was younger as well, my parents said, because we were so busy, we wouldn't have had time to look after the dog. We didn't have the money to look after a dog. Because you have to put a lot of commitment for them. It's not just going to the park and playing fetch. And
it is for kids, but in reality, they cost a lot of money.
Yeah, of course. And I, if you had a dog, what would you call it?
I've already had a conversation about this with someone else, but it would be called Gizmo.
Gizmo? Why?
After the main gremlin.
Of course.
Gremlins. Although Mugwai is what they're actually called.
Yeah.
But yeah, the main Mugwai is called Gizmo.
What sort of dog? What breed?
There was a breed that I found recently, because basically I looked up what small dog breeds were. Because obviously me being, I'm only about 4'11", so I'm not particularly tall, and any regular sized big dog would easily overpower me on walks and stuff. So I need a dog that I can keep control of. So I thought I'll get a small-ish dog, not super small. And I found a type of breed, a mixed breed called Dorky.
Oh, right.
And it's Yorkshire Terrier, but I can't remember what the D is.
Yeah.
So I need to look it up. But it's just a little dog that looks a bit like a Yorkshire Terrier. And it's just really cute.
My only thing is, I get very attached to, like, if I had a pet, I'd get very attached to it. And I wouldn't like the possibilities of what could happen in the future, which is one thing that has always put me off having a dog.
My main problem is that I don't know whether I'd be able to train a dog.
No.
Because you have to teach them how to behave. And there's a problem that my sister's having at the moment with her dog.
Yes.
Is that it's a lovely thing. And it's really genuinely quite sweet. But for some reason, it's just really muscly.
Yeah.
It's a really strong dog. And if she gets giddy, she could knock you over, even though she's only like a couple inches off the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see what you mean there. So I think it's time that we go into another song. When we get back, we're going to do a bit of an update on what's been going on in the Olympics. Two people who have no qualifications whatsoever in talking about Olympic sports are going to talk about the Olympics. This is going to be fun. So this is Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran. This is for Maisie. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you. Found love right where we are.
That was Thinking Out Loud, Ed Sheeran. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show, right here on Siren FM. Today we're doing hashtag Ask Us Anything, answering all of your questions. But we are now going to do something which we have no qualifications whatsoever to do, Maisie. We're going to talk about the Rio 2016 Olympics. Have you been enjoying it so far, Maisie?
Oh, definitely.
Now, I started watching the, because for people who don't know, Andy Murray won gold at the Olympics last night in the men's singles finals for tennis. Obviously for tennis, he wasn't doing, you know...
It would be interesting if he's doing, like, the
long jump.
Yeah.
I don't even know whether the long jump is an Olympic sport anymore. But who knows? Let's keep going. So for people who don't know, Andy Murray won last night. I was watching the first few sets last night. Mm. And then he got to a point where I think a lot of people on Twitter did this as well. Because he got to a certain point in it where they went, and remember guys, there is five sets in this Olympic final, which means that this could go on for about 5 hours. And this was about 2 hours into it. And like loads of people on Twitter at that point went, and it was like midnight.
Yeah.
And a lot of people on Twitter went, oh, I'm off to bed. Yeah. I'm off to bed. Oh, well.
Because this was something we were talking about last week, where basically because it's in Rio and because the time differences are so obscure between us and them.
Yes.
A lot of the time we wake up to find that we have medals.
Yeah.
It's like, I know that my mum, it's like one of the first things she does in the morning now is check
The
medal table app.
Well, I have that out now, Maisie.
You do.
Because last night, Great Britain and Northern Ireland went into second in the table, overtaking China, which a lot of people got excited about. They then dropped down to third
which
is still great, but now they are back up to second.
Oh, it's a roller coaster of
emotions. We're back up to second. I mean, we're a little bit off because we've currently got 48 medals in total. We've got 38 medals in total. China have 45. However, we're ahead because we've got more gold and silver.
Yeah, I think there's a weird system where, like, you get points
for each,
like, imaginary points depending on what
bracket
you're
but
in.
But the United States are well ahead, which is to
course.
Be expected with 69 medals in total.
Whoa.
So some of the great things that have happened at the Olympics so far, we've mentioned some of the funny things, like the guy who won the swimming and then threw his cap back into the water and had to do the walk of shame into the water to go pick up his cap again.
The fact that that the pool turned green the diving stadium.
That gave us a lot of fun things to talk about last week. But some of the great things that have happened are that there have been two marriage proposals.
There has. The first one was during the first day.
Yes, it was
the
men's rugby sevens.
Women's.
Oh, is it the women's rugby sevens?
I believe
All right, fair enough.
I might be wrong.
I can't remember, but I was reading this one this morning, which was the Chinese diver Heezy receives a marriage proposal from her boyfriend and fellow diver Qin Kai, and this was during the podium presentation.
What place had she ranked?
Silver.
Aww.
So, and the what happened was the person who got gold, who was also a Chinese athlete, and the person who got bronze stood down. So that she could be there and
That's
have it
lovely.
On her own, and they're all applauding. But I got a feel for that person who got gold. Like, they've just got gold medal, and they've just been upstaged by the person who got silver.
Yeah, but assuming that, because they're part of the same team.
Of course,
it doesn't really matter.
Or maybe the guy who proposed to her boyfriend, maybe he was there thinking, oh, she hasn't got gold. She might be a bit angry if she hasn't got gold. I tell you what, I'll propose to her so she doesn't get upset.
No, that's cruel.
I'm only kidding. So you're enjoying the Olympics so far?
Yeah, I am. It's one of those things, because we were talking about it last week, about how sports you would never consider watching on their own, you're suddenly really interested in when it's the Olympics. Like,
getting a message
dressage.
From my grandma watching the fencing going, I'm not sure what's going on, but I'm loving it and I really want Great Britain to win. Go, yeah, I watched the women's judo The other way. Yeah, I had no idea what was going on. It was just people trying to flip each other. But I loved it. It was brilliant.
Yeah.
So let's have a look at what's going on today. Coming up today, there is the upper water swimming at 1 o'clock. Cavendish in the track cycling at 2:21 this afternoon, and then the dressage gold will be at 4:40 p.m. this afternoon.
Was it you who was watching the dressage the other day, and you were a bit sceptical about why it was a sport?
This wasn't me, but I can see why. It takes a lot of skill.
Yeah, it might have been our other roommate, but it was basically the whole, because I used to think, so I'm like, but it's just showing that your horse is well looked after. And then it wasn't until I watched it that I realised, oh, that's a lot of control over what should be a wild animal.
Yeah, I can see what you mean. It's incredible what they can do, but it's gonna be really, really interesting to see how things go. And could Great Britain get up to that number one spot?
No. We can try.
That
was another good news story this week, was that one of the coverage from BBC4 was taken over by a hen party in Rio.
Oh, yes, that is brilliant. I was watching this. This was the presenter, Dan, from BBC4, and he was covering the Olympics, and he was sat outside a bay, very picturesque. And
because the sun was going down.
Yes, yeah, and outside there was a hen party walking past, and the bride was waving, and he decided to let her come into their little studio set, and she came over, and it could have gone incredibly wrong.
Yeah.
I know, ourselves as presenters, we went to that first thing of going, oh wow, that's live TV, this is a big risk, Dan, I hope this went well for you, and it turned out he did brilliantly with it. He asked her about when her wedding was. It turns out she was getting married a month from the other day, on the beach just behind where this video was being taken, where this was being recorded for BBC4. And yeah, it was brilliant. It was
Olympics is a time of love.
It really is. And there's been a lot of ups and downs with this Olympics, but the actual sporting events have gone off really, really well, I think.
Yeah.
And I've really, really enjoyed it so far. I just wish I had more time to be able to sit down and watch some of the events, because at the minute it seems like I'm just catching up afterwards.
I think that's a situation that's kind of a situation that's happening, because obviously, like you were saying, the Andy Murray match was going on well past the early morning, and it is difficult to keep track of.
Yes.
But to be honest, even if you know the outcome, it's a lot of the time it's still amazing to watch.
Yeah. So if you want to get in touch with us, we're doing hashtag Ask Us Anything this morning. My voice is going this morning.
You don't seem quite right.
I know, and we've got an interview coming up this afternoon as well, which is going to be really, really good. Representatives from the Roy Castle Foundation will be appearing on Thursday's show, so stay tuned for that on Thursday, 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. However, we're doing hashtag Ask Us Anything. You can send in your questions to @SirenFM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.com. .co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox,
or you can text in at 077 97 800 716, or send us a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
This next song is another 80s classic. This is I'm really looking forward to this one.
I always get rude when you start giggling before you've played it.
This is Frankie Goes to Hollywood with Two Tribes. Stay tuned to Siren FM. Two Tribes, Frankie Goes to Hollywood. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are your interactive entertainment lunchtime show, Squabblebox. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM. We're doing hashtag Ask Us Anything this morning. You can send in your questions to at Siren FM on Twitter, studio at sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox.
Or you can text in at 077 97 800 716, or send us a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
We're going to be with you and for the next 15 minutes or so. As always, you can join Squabblebox on Mondays and Thursdays, 11am to 1pm. If you want to listen to us again, you can find us on the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. But Maisie, let's go into another question. We've got a couple more left to finish off today's show. Lots of people sending in some great questions this week. Keep sending them in, guys. We love hearing from you and we'll use them on future Monday episodes. We just love hearing from you. Let's have a look at this one. Maisie, if you could be in an action scene of a Hollywood film with an actor slash actress, who would it be and what would the scene entail? And that is from Chris in Lincoln.
I'd like to be at the Battle of Hogwarts.
Ah.
With Maggie Smith.
Okay.
And it would just entail the Battle of Hogwarts.
Yeah.
There'd be giants and spiders and werewolves and magic.
Do you know what mine would be?
It'd be great.
Mine would be, I would want to be in the worst sort of fight action scene ever.
Oh, the one where like it's obviously fake punches and stuff.
Not even that, just like two guys that aren't actually meant to be action stars. Like, for example,
60s Batman.
Bridget Jones's Diary, where they have the big fight that goes into the street and then it goes into the restaurant across the road.
And they're apologising.
And they're apologising. And these, like, Hugh Grant and Colin Firth apologising.
I will pay.
I will pay for that. I will pay for that. That would be me. I'd be there going, I don't know what I'm doing in this fight scene, but I'm not really sure.
I feel
sure.
Like, yeah, your typical sort of polite British fight.
That's where I'd fit
who
in.
Who would it be with?
Oh, it would... Oh, who do you think? I hate to go back to him again. I'd love to do it with John Oliver. I think me and John Oliver doing a comedy fight scene together. Yeah, a lot of slapsies, and then John Oliver doing the thing that he does where he started doing this thing on chat shows where he does the thing with his hand, a bit like the wrestler Hulk Hogan used to do, where he puts his hand up to his ear, and he just did it once, and people caught on with it, so now he goes
on. So he'd be doing the ear thing, you'd be doing the panto hands.
Oh yeah, the panto hands have got to be jazz hands. Yeah, I'm a drama student, I'm going to apologise as we're hitting each other.
I love the idea of you and John Oliver knocking each other's glasses off and then fumbling around for them and getting the wrong pair.
Yeah, it would be brilliant.
And it's then like, just wandering around.
These are not my prescription!
Because you have got very similar glasses.
Oh, that's a good one, Maisie. That is a good one.
I'm writing it. I'm doing a little cartoon of it now.
If you could be in any scene with an actor, if you could be in a... Because you mentioned a fight scene, a action scene.
Yeah.
If you could be in a comedy scene with any comedy actor, who would it be and why?
Ooh, but I know. I don't want to pick.
Oh.
Oh, no, you're making this difficult.
I know, I am.
Now.
I am putting you on the spot, Maisie.
To be fair, I'd actually quite like to do a scene with Betty.
Betty Costello?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be a good one, that. I could imagine you do that, because she actually put something... Betty Costello, for people who don't know, she's from the Lincoln Comedy Academy, and she's a local Lincoln comedian here, and she's been on the show a few times. She actually put something on Facebook this week where there's a photo of her in... well, it's not her.
She's posted a photo of Dawn French in Absolutely Fabulous.
And she's put, I didn't know that I had a bit part in the first series of Ab Fab. But yeah, I could imagine you and Betty doing... You need to...
Betty would totally outshine me,
you and Betty
I'd
need
try.
To write. You need to write something, and
see, that's the thing. I'd be the sort of the straight man and the setup person, and then she'd just knock it out of the park.
If you were in a comedy duo act, would you be the straight man or the comedy side?
I'd be the straight man.
Really?
Yeah, because I have reasonably good comic timing, but I don't have the I don't know what it is, but what I don't really know what's called, but that sort of just the way that comedians can just do anything. I don't
yeah.
know.
I've done both sides, because when I do pantomime, and when I've done pantomime in the past, that's one where I like to just go out there, and I do like being the comedy side of it. And I've done it with... There was a guy at my drama classes who was really good at being the straight guy that you could just... throw things off of and throw things to, and they would and they would throw stuff to you that you could just hit out there with a joke and stuff like that.
I think I'd be better as as the sort of the straight man, because I'm very sarcastic.
Yeah,
that's the only humour I can
really
do.
People sometimes think that you're like this mean person who
you've portrayed me as this mean, horrible, grumpy woman.
Well, to be honest, Maisie, just sometimes at 11 o'clock.
There are times when I've had a bad night's sleep and I don't talk to you until we go live, but that doesn't mean that I'm grumpy.
That's true. So let's have a look at some other questions that we've had in. We seem to have answered most of the questions. We've got another one in here that says, if you had to name a turtle, what would you call it, and what superpower would you give said turtle?
Okay, this is the turtle.
Let's take a minute just to say that this is one of the weirdest questions that we've ever had.
I think it's one of my favourites, though.
I think it's one of my favourites as well. This is from Chris in Lincoln. This is why I like doing hashtag ask us anything, because we can get any question. So let's read it again, just to give it the time that it deserves. If you had to name a turtle, what would you call it, and what superpower would you give to said turtle?
Okay, well, I would call it the Terror Turtle, after the turtle from Robot Wars last night.
Oh, yes.
But instead of it being like a fiberglass sort of spinny blade thing, I would have his superpower being the ability to go into other dimensions.
Ooh, that's interesting. Mm. That would be a good superpower.
Like, I can't go with him.
But what would it do when it gets to these
other
dimensions?
It would bring stuff back.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it just brings back presents and stuff.
So it doesn't actually have anything to, like, fight evil with. It just brings you free stuff.
It just brings me free stuff.
Fair enough. One final
question.
A courier turtle. That's brilliant. I love it. I would call it... I'm really bad when it comes to names. I was taking the mickey out of you earlier for Rhinetta.
Yeah.
But, you know...
At least it was original.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm talking about the person who... Yes, it's named after the actual thing, but I have a teddy called Terry the Terrier. Terry the Terrier, you know, it works. But I would call it... it'd probably be Terry the Turtle, something like that.
Would it have to be a name that...
Oh, it's got a rat. Yeah, yeah.
It has to have an alliteration.
Couldn't have Steve the Turtle.
Mm.
Polly the
Toby.
Rhinoceros.
Toto.
Toto the Turtle.
Toto the Turtle.
Toto the Turtle. And what
actually,
can he do?
I want to call mine Toto, because Toto does go into another dimension.
Toto and Toby. Toto and Toby.
What does Toby the Turtle do?
Toby the Turtle, he has laser vision, which he can open any door with.
Yeah,
okay. It's basically, he's got a built-in...
Does that not mean that he's actually dangerous to you?
He's got a built-in sonic screwdriver.
Okay, but it doesn't work on wood, so you'd have to make his cage out of MDF.
Yes.
Otherwise, he would constantly be getting out of it.
Yeah,
okay, cool. Yeah,
that sounds good. One final question before we leave you for today.
Why would you give your turtle the power to run away?
I don't know. I didn't give him super speed. And let's face it, Maisie, it's a turtle. It's not going anywhere quickly. If he breaks out of his, out of his cage, I'll just wake up the next morning. He'll have moved like 4 feet, and I'll go, "Oh, Toby's trying to escape again.
Well,
let's
depends.
Go get
Is
him."
Is it one of the turtles that? Because this is the thing. You have to have water nearby, but laser vision and water doesn't seem like a good combination.
Well, it's magic. It's magic.
Magic, okay. I love that I'm really picking up at the laser vision and you are just fine with the trans-dimensional turtle.
Yeah, trans-dimensional turtle. One final question, and this is from Marcel, our listener in California, who is tuning in right now at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. It's nearly 5 a.m. in the morning there.
Go to bed, Marcel.
Don't worry, we're leaving in about 3 minutes, so then you can go to bed, Marcel.
So this is our last question of the day.
This is our last question of the day, and he says, have you got any guilty pleasure songs?
Anything by One Direction.
Yeah, I would have to agree. One Direction.
Because I don't like the fact I enjoy their songs, but, you know, they're manufactured to be likable.
No, it's
you can't
really
help
bad.
It.
Like, I find myself singing along to them, and it's really, really
but
bad.
But don't worry, it's not you. It's not your fault. It's the music.
It's the
music.
System.
It's the system. The system is tricking you into loving them.
I typed into Google guilty pleasure songs to see what comes up. And obviously, this is all people's own opinions. But the Google have a list. If you type in guilty pleasure songs, Google have a list. The top one is Don't Stop Believing by Journey. Now, I don't count
pleasure?
That as a guilty pleasure.
That's a fantastic song.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the Glee version.
Now, the one third down, which is Tragedy by the Bee Gees. Now,
no,
that,
that's a fantastic song.
That's also a bit, yeah. Did you see them perform that at Glastonbury this year?
No, I didn't.
They performed
but
it at Glastonbury.
I knew that they were there.
Because Coldplay were headlining.
Yeah.
And they brought on... the Bee Gees, well, the last surviving Bee Gee onto stage to perform, and they went. He performed one song, and then they went, "Do you want him to go, or do you want him to play the greatest song of all time?" And then they went, everyone went, "Yeah," and they went into Tragedy, which is brilliant. So we're coming to the end of today's show. If you want to get in touch with us throughout the week, you can do by going to @Squabblebox on Twitter. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/squabblebox on siren. Check out everything else that is going on Siren FM. There's plenty to be going on throughout the week. Check out the new Siren FM website. It's been updated, a new design by the looks of it, and you'll be able to find our article that we've written about Ben Keaton and the Woodall Spa Film and Television School. You can find that at www.sirenonline.co.uk. Brilliant guest was Ben. You can listen back to it on there as well. Mm-hmm. What were you going to say, Maisie?
I'm just thinking, I really want fan art of Toby the Laser Turtle, of Toto the Transdimensional Turtle, and a cartoon of you and John Oliver in a gentleman's quarrel.
Maisie's asked for it. Get that fan art in. And
if we actually get
if
any.
If we get any in, that'll be brilliant.
We will share it on social media, don't worry.
Thursday, we'll be back 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. It's time to for us to go into hiding again for a few days.
Is that what it, we don't exist when Siren when
we
we're not
don't.
On Siren.
So, Maisie, I think there's only one way to finish the show, and that's with a little bit of a guilty pleasure song. This is History
Yay!
By One Direction. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
You gotta help me. I'm losing my mind. Keep getting the feeling you wanna leave this all behind. Thought we were going strong. I thought we were holding on. Aren't we? No, they don't teach you this in school. Now my heart's breaking and I don't know what to do.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Squabblebox on Siren FM and on the Trending Topics Network, right here on the Trending Topics Network. We encourage you to check out all the other great material that Siren FM put out on a weekly, daily, hourly basis by going to www.sirenonline.co.uk. We also encourage you to check out all the other great material that the Trending Topics Network is putting out there by going to www.trendingtopicsnetwork.com, where you can find other such podcasts as the European Uppercut Podcast, Rasslecast, the Spanish Announce Table, Loo Chat, Old School at the Movies, 10 to 1, The Tuts Experience, One Up Club's Heads Up, and much, much more. And of course, don't forget to come back and join us for the next episode of Squabblebox.